Hello and welcome to Big Trouble in Little Podcast, your weekly home for all things entertainment. I am your host, Joseph Lessel. I'm alongside the returning Ricky Marcelli. How was your trip?
You caught that one too, right? Right,
Keith? Just let it go.
Okay, we're just going to move past it. Okay.
Did I do it?
We're going to move past it.
Okay, I can fix it in post. No,
you said entertainment. Porn. All things porn.
All things porn.
My trip was fine. I don't know what apparently I did on this trip, but it was fine.
Yeah, you totally went on a trip, fine. Brother.
It was great, and everything went the way it was supposed to.
We hope so. And let's not forget porn executive number one, Keith Sweatland.
Fellas, business is booming. Let me tell you.
I mean, is it though? I mean, you know, those laws in Texas and shit, if they pulled out.
Well, everybody likes it eventually, whether they admit it or not.
I mean, yeah. Some people might be prudes and act like they don't like it, but there's nothing wrong with watching a little squeaky, squeaky.
Yeah. Anyways, be sure to tune in after the podcast for plugs.
Jesus.
All of them.
Literally plugs.
Yep. But
there it is.
That's all I got. I'm doing great. I'm doing fine.
You know, hey, everybody. What do you guys want to talk about? You know, there's a lot. I sent a list to Ricky.
Let's talk about conflict in the Middle East.
Yep. bombs are bombing.
You mean how the U.S. just in the U.N. Is refusing to, or is going to block the making of Palestine as its own state or something?
We love it. We love it, folks.
Yeah, welcome to Paul Talk, as we're going to be talking about butt plugs and politics.
Butt plugs in Israel. That's our thing.
Bomb butt plugs over Israel. It's like B.O.B.
Yeah. You know,
B.P.
Yep.
But
yeah, for the most hard-hitting and accurate and good takes on politics and
plugs.
And plugs.
Mostly.
Tune in somewhere else.
Mainly the plugs.
Seriously.
If you want actual like good takes on the geopolitical climate, probably not the place to come. Now, if you want to come,
for as to say phrasing, you know. Well, go ahead, Keith.
I was gonna say business is booming again because of the coming.
Ah, there it is.
But yeah, sorry, it was late. I tried a bit.
Well, your bit is wrong. All right, let me get us on track, shall we?
I'm sweating.
I am too right now. I'm dying. My back hurts, everything. I'm grouchy. I'm old. Let's get into some entertainment news.
Anyways, movie trailers.
Movie
trailers for the people.
Let's talk about trailers first. Trailers. Three came out just today. I'll start with the one that I'm not excited for. Transformers 1.
I'm excited. Okay. If I was like a 9-year-old, I'd be pretty.
Yeah, if I was 9, I'd be happy.
It wasn't just me, right? Like that trailer, like was weird.
It's kids friendly. I don't like the.
Well, they are toys.
Cartoon.
Let's not forget. Well,
yeah,
that
but
fair.
But we did have Michael Bay doing like the sex appeal of high schooler Megan Fox in that first one.
He just made me sound gross.
Yeah.
I don't mind. Like a kid-centric movie, there's something about the trailer where I'm like, this feels off-putting for some reason.
I didn't like the cartoon. It's like another version of like the last Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but in that way, their own way. It's not as similar, but it's close in my mind. Kind of like a mix between that and let's say Clone Wars, that design of Chris Hemsworth as Optimus Prime. It just sounds like he's trying to do an Optimus Prime voice and it's not hitting. And I'm assuming once he gets his power up, he will sound more like Optimus Prime.
I mean, it also felt like he was being Thor
in a way. Yeah.
Like it felt like Thor like type humor in it. I'm like, no, not for me. Not after that last Thor movie.
When they have Bumblebee and he's like, you know, the whole point of the whole movie is that they're, you know, it's their origin story. And Keith loves when we find out how they get their name, like Solo and how you know how does Optimus Prime gets his name of Optimus Prime?
I know, dude. When that trailer opens of like, it's Optimus before he's Optimus, I'm like, who the fuck cares?
That's funny. Well, I'm making fun of this trailer, but I've essentially enjoyed like every single Transformer movie.
Yeah, and for the ones I've seen, I like. Like Ricky, I like the more live action ones, but this one's just like, oh, we're trying to make it like the original, like, you know, Transformers cartoon movie, but with a modern take.
It's
the first animated movie in 38 years since the original one in 1986.
And it's, you know, also... it's not for me. So
yeah, it's
know,
not
it,
for
it,
me.
Like it art, like the art looked kind of cool in it. I'll give it that.
I also just have a problem with this continued use of like names for voice acting who can't actually fucking voice act.
Yeah.
Like, don't get me wrong. I don't have Chris Hemsworth in like the Chris Pratt side of things quite yet in my head. But like, he is very limited in his range. So to pick him for voice acting, especially for a voice like Optimus Prime that is such like a voice. It's not like this is the first Transformers we're doing, even from a kid's point of view. Like, they have churned out Transformers cartoons that have been on like Netflix or Nickelodeon and shit for years continuously. He just misses the mark completely. And when Optimus Prime misses the mark, then what the fuck's the point? Oh, and the dude who's playing Bumblebee, I'm just like, no, thank you.
Keegan-Michael Key.
Which is weird, because usually I love Keegan-Michael Key, but like, he's just playing Keegan-Michael Key in this.
Yeah, like Keegan-Michael Key, Brian Tyree Henry, he's the voice actor of the dad in the Spider-Verse movies. He was Lemon in Bullet Train, as the D-16, but he's probably whatever the other Transformer. And you have Scarlett Johansson as the motorcycle one.
I also have some ScarJo burnout, to be honest. She is very talented, but she doesn't need to be in fucking everything.
But yeah, I just saw it and I was like, no. And then they make
it
the
coming out. Did you see that?
I think it said August 9th.
I thought it was
September
October.
20th. It's September 20th. Expected.
I wonder if this is them setting Transformers down for a while, like for life, if they're going to come back.
No, because did you not look at the rest of the list for what we're talking about today?
No, he did not, because they announced last week.
Oh, there's more Transformers.
Transformers G.I. Joe crossover movies.
I did see the list. I forgot about that one. That's
so funny. Now they're doing that. So you have
to
that.
Be fair, if you boys had seen the newest Transformers, that wouldn't be a surprise crossover.
I looked it up. I saw it. I got spoiled on the Twitter.
Dude, that fucking ending though, I love that fucking like fucking you're joining the G.I. Joes. I'm like, fuck yeah, I am.
And that's been a thing they've
totally
been wanting
just,
to do for a
that,
while.
That like just left my brain.
So yeah, we have more Transformers coming out, and I know we've been talking about the the animated one. Now we have the Transformers G.I. Joe, so it's like all the Transformers are still gonna happen.
I'm not going to lie. I'm totally okay with a like second swing at the G.I. Joe movies. I kind of liked the first one.
Yeah, it was fine.
I thought the second one was dog shit. I never saw the Snake Eyes one.
Oh, the Snake Eyes. Yeah, that one was just... That one went straight to like Blu-ray and 4K within like a month of it coming out. So like, I saw the first one, I didn't mind it. The second one, this is the reign of The Rock taking over the franchises. Oh, yeah. So The
Rock
took
over.
Well,
they killed all the main characters from the first one.
Yeah, and like, you know, I think that's how they treated it, because of the fact that it did okay. But the funny thing was, it's like, when they announced the second one, they're like, oh, Channing Tatum's going to be in it. And spoiler alert, he's only in it for like, you know, 20 minutes or whatever. And then, but this was when 21 Jump Street came out. So everyone's like, oh, they're maybe film editing it to that he's going to have a bigger role. And he still didn't.
Yeah, he had the big role of fucking dying.
You know, G.I. Joe 2, I pretty strongly think was the last movie I watched at the cheap $1.50 theater.
But you know what? That kind of checks out. That's a
And
good
it
way for
was,
that theater to go out.
and because of that, I have like super fond memories of that movie. So it was bad, but I appreciated it.
But yeah, then Snake Eyes just bombed as hell. So,
just
with that.
disappointing. I wanted that. Like, the trailers looked hyped, but then it sounded like everything that was hyped about the movie was in the trailers.
Yep. Yeah. Trying to remember, I just watched a movie and it was like everything you watched in the trailer was in the, it was the movie. I'm just blanking right now what I recently just watched.
That's always a fear when, like, you go into a movie. It was okay before you became like obsessed with the meme life that is Morbius.
Yeah.
And we watched Morbius. I
Oh,
mean,
that
that
gives
movie
it all
started,
away. Yeah.
those trailers were like 18 months old, I feel like, by the time that movie came out.
It was 4 years, you know?
It just tells the movie, which is kind of funny.
And like, we were good to, because like, we were hyped when it first came out, and they were like, we've seen everything, haven't we? Before we go to the movie, and like, we did. We, in fact, did see everything. Well,
we got morbed.
We got morbed pretty hard. What the hell did I'm blanking right now. It hit me during the show. But I know I watched something, and I was like, oh, it's just everything you watched in the trailer, you can just watch it. Like, watch the trailer, because that's it. And then,
Oh,
go ahead.
sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was gonna try to sneak in a trailer while we're on the topic of animation
Yeah.
stuff. Did y'all see the like a sort of animation? Did y'all see the Marvel 1943 game trailer?
I
Yeah,
saw
isn't that
parts
kind
of
of
it.
old at this point?
Yeah.
Isn't that a couple
Well,
weeks
it was
ago?
a couple weeks ago, yeah. But
I thought we talked about that a couple weeks ago when it came out.
No, we didn't, because he was
No.
gone. He was in South Virginia, Lina.
Oh.
Yeah, I was in
On
South Virginia.
You know, I
Lina.
thought that trailer slapped. I thought that was a very like fun take
Yeah.
on things. I thought it looked good.
I like the idea of Black Panther meeting Captain America in the 40s and being like, no, this guy's probably a racist piece of shit.
I mean, that's probably a fair
Like,
take, right?
yeah, he probably is.
Like at that time, a G.I. Joe, like,
Yeah.
it's like 50, like, probably better than 50-50. That is going to be a pretty racist
Yeah.
piece of shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. That looks fun. And it's the voice of the King from Walking Dead does Black Panther.
Oh, okay. Another trailer we got today is Glenn Powell's Hitman.
I just watched it.
It's Netflixy, but like, I think I like it. I like the premise. It's not something we've seen before, and it looked interesting.
It look. I thought it was going to be absolute dog shit until I saw who was making it, and then was sold immediately. Because it's a Richard Linklater movie,
Yeah.
so it's not going to be bad. He doesn't do bad. So I'm a little disappointed it's Netflix, but
Well,
it is getting a select theater release, though.
Yeah.
But the last time that happened, we didn't get any of those releases by us, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But God damn it, that
It looked
guy.
good.
Yeah.
It looked good. I like the, I'm a hitman for hire, but I'm a fake hitman. So it's like, okay, so you just,
Well,
your
he like
job.
curates his hitman to like
Yeah.
the people he's getting in trouble.
Yeah.
Well, and
So,
the like from
which
the
slightly
start.
feels like entrapment setup, but
What are you gonna
The
say, Keith?
start. I was gonna say the start of the trailer made it look like it was gonna be like a dumb like action comedy like
Yeah.
romance kind of thing, and then the twist of the like oh he pretends to be Hitman in different sort of scenarios. That brought me back in because I was about to roll my eyes to the back of my head when I saw the premise of it,
Yeah.
and then I saw who made it and I saw the twist. I'm in.
I don't
Yeah.
know if it's a twist. I feel like it's just the hook.
Yeah.
Yeah, the hook. But yeah, I saw it was just like, okay. You're a like I just like, what is this? What is it? Where are you? Oh, no, where are you? I was gonna see what his name is, because I like his like, well, I'm actually, Gary Johnson, like what? And then all the other, it looks like he's gonna serve people, like, because
Well,
of
what's funny
his
is it's
dressing up.
such fucking like 90s rom-com bullshit of
Yep.
like, oh, just take off his glasses and ruffle his hair and suddenly he's fucking hot.
Yeah,
Oh my God, I was dead on with the name. I just looked it up. Oh yeah. Boom. I was joking with the Gary Johnson, and then I just looked it up. Good. I'm like, hell yeah. But yeah, you know, like, I want you to kill my husband. Okay, I'm not going to do it. And then all of a sudden he is dead. So it's like, who did it? Bum, bum, bum. I'm
Well, and
intrigued.
They're very clearly banging.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, that one comes out in June. And then M. Night Shyamalan's most recent movie, Trapped, with Josh Hartnett.
Dude, fucking Josh Hartnett getting a leading role again.
Let's go.
Good job, Josh.
I'm intrigued by this one, to be honest.
I hate that I'm intrigued, because I was intrigued with the last M. Night Shyamalan movie and then thought it sucked.
Yeah,
I know Keith liked it, but...
I hope there's another twist in it.
I mean, it's M. Night Shyamalan. There's got to be, like, a different twist than what they're giving us in the trailer, right?
Well, I hope. Because when you
I
give
think... I'll trust it. I think we've had the Shyamalan debate enough on this podcast, but I trust it.
I think where I'm going to trust, and like the problem I had with the last movie was
Ricky
that the
Stenicki.
Okay,
that's the movie with the trailer that I said just watch.
Oh, gives too much away.
Movie. Yeah,
you mean that was like the best movie of 2024,
without question. Sorry, Rick.
But like. Batista was the strongest actor in that film, but he wasn't in it enough to carry it. And the two like main dude leads just weren't good enough for like what they needed to be to carry that film.
Mm-hmm.
But like with Josh Hartnett as the lead, like Hartnett's got some chops and he could have the ability to carry the film a little bit.
Yeah. I just hope there's another twist of like, you know, because
I
like
not, I hope it's not him.
Like he's not the butcher.
No, it is him though. At least that's what the trailer made it
that's
seem like.
That's where I'm like I'm questioning the movie. Just like I will watch it. I'm intrigued by it, but it's like you're really giving away that he's the villain.
It's gonna end up being like his daughter or some shit.
Yeah, like or his wife. You know what I mean? Like,
Joe, I'm not confident you're gonna watch a Shyamalan movie.
I will watch it. I'll watch it with you.
What was the last Shyamalan movie you watched?
Let me look. I can tell you right now.
Is it Split?
Shyamalan Ding Dong.
I've not watched any of the Glass movies.
You didn't watch The Beach.
Here we go. I haven't watched that one. No. 2004's The Village.
Hell yeah.
The last one.
That was actually going to be my guess.
That was my last one I saw.
Dude, the Split trilogy is sick. Those movies are all good.
Zen likes After Earth, so she I've seen
oh my
her
God,
watch
After
that.
Earth?
I've seen her watch that multiple times.
After yeah. Earth is an M. Night Shyamalan joint?
You are correct.
I appreciate that he made that movie.
I've also learned that it might not have been his fault that the Avatar movie sucked dick. Because it sounds like one of the shitty producers forced one of their daughters to be one of the main characters.
Nice.
Whitewashing that entire character.
Yeah.
So it might not have been his fault that movie ended up sucking a huge amount of dick, but it's still like at some point is a little bit his fault.
Yeah. I will watch this movie. I will prove a point and I will watch this movie, Keith. Okay.
Deal.
I'm not going to watch. I'm not intrigued by his daughter's one.
Here, we'll go Keith, back. We'll sweeten the deal for him. We'll hit up the bees beforehand and then we'll go see M. Night Shyamalan.
And right, before that, we'll watch Lady in the Water.
I don't need to see a lady boning a fish creature. I know the premise, so I'm good.
He's no, watched porn.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I'm in the damn business.
Hell yeah, brother.
But I'm hyped for it.
Yeah.
If for no other reason than Josh Hartnett.
Yeah.
We're just not often we get like a... We get like, I mean, Shyamalan, love him or hate him, he's a big name. It's fun to get like a production from like a auteur kind of guy. It's
also,
like,
I thought he had finished his. Is this the last movie on his current contract, or is this a new contract? Because I thought the movie with Batista was the last contract.
He has 5 upcoming movies still.
Interesting.
Cato Lake, Labor Love.
The Seventh Sense.
Seven cents. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's The Watchers. I mean, Trap.
He's a controversial filmmaker, but he apparently does well enough to keep being allowed to make films. So,
oh wait, is this him directing? Oh,
I
hang
mean,
on. That's producer. Hang
yeah,
on.
He
that's
produces
producer.
A lot of shit nowadays.
Yeah, I was like, because I saw the name, I saw the Watchers. I'm like, isn't that his daughter's movie? He has three movies still left: Labor of Love, An Untitled Attempt, and then Trap.
Word.
Word to your mother.
word to Shyamalan.
Word to Sham. But yeah, I will see this movie to prove a damn point, all right?
Hey, why are you threatening me, man?
Why did you get so aggressive?
I'm sorry. You came at me, so I was just, I don't know. My bad.
Usually you're all about it when Keith comes at you, but...
I didn't mean it to be like an angry accusation.
I go head first. Like, it's fine.
It was I was doing a bruh.
It was a less angry Keith and a little bit more like this bitch. And I think that's what really set him off.
Oh, was I being kind of bitchy?
No, I think I just took it as like you were being a bitch, but you were.
I'm sorry.
It's fine. I love you.
I'm sorry,
it's
man.
Fine.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's okay.
I'm glad we hashed it out. This is communication
hashed it out,
we're doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Some, vibe in
foundation
here.
To a healthy relationship.
That's right, brother.
Look at this non-male toxin. Wait, male toxicity going on.
There it is. Yeah. I don't even know what that means, but I'm going to move on with the show.
I think it's like chicken wings.
Yeah.
God, I love chicken wings.
A movie that I will maybe see, and it's depending on how the trailer comes, it'll be the next Blair Witch movie that...
You got to finish the fight, dude.
But is it a reboot or is it an actual, like, continuation?
Let me double check.
Well, and
I think it's a reboot.
With the way the witch magic works, like, it can be anything. Because, like, the new Blair Witch, like, framed itself as kind of a reboot, sort of. But it was...
Man, that movie sucked.
I know, I loved it. I know it's bad. I know
you
it's
can
bad.
You can go to nocellentertainment.com and find fake movie experts and about how we watched all three.
I mean, it pulled a full Jeepers Creepers where, like, they just showed the bad guy, and you're like, well, this is stupid now.
Yeah, it's just a long-legged thing walking across the screen.
It says in 2022, but...
We're going back 2 years for this movie to come out?
Yeah,
that's,
right.
See, that's what the witch can do, dude.
Oh, yeah, the witch love.
I would almost want them to reboot it as Prestige TV instead of a movie right now. Because, like, they keep missing with the movie aspect. I'd rather it get a Prestige TV, like, treatment.
My prediction is they go... Oh, no, the last one was pretty full-on found footage style, too. Maybe they go not found footage. They would just make a movie.
It's unknown about that yet. Blumhouse is doing this.
Okay, that actually... Okay, I'm interested a little... a little bit more. Like, maybe it won't suck.
It's the project was described as a new take on the franchise.
That's a worrisome.
Yeah, they
the new one had such potential too. Like, it had so many interesting clues with like the YouTube shit and like all that. And then they just fucking shat the bed in the third act.
You know what I'm remembering? I'm remembering that my headcanon was better than the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but
we
hated Book of Shadows, but once you guys...
Whoa.
Hang on. Can I finish?
That's
brother?
Dangerous language from two people
brother,
who love
hang
Book
on, brother.
Of Shadows.
Hang on, brother. Yeah. Let me just get... I was going to say, we didn't like Book of Shadows until you guys threw the D&D witch play into the verse, and then that made the movie more more enjoyable to talk about.
First of all, some of us always loved Book of Shadows.
Dude, Blair Witch headcanon is the best canon.
Yeah. Headcanon, brother. Nothing yet. It's just Blumhouse and Lionsgate are the two production companies that will be taking over this.
Man, give it to Apple TV. Do a Prestige TV, and then it'll probably be good.
So with that, speaking of scary movies, there's going to be a scary movie reboot.
Man, don't do it.
I don't think that type of franchise works anymore. Like, I just don't think those type of movies work in this current... Because you just can't do the jokes they did in the original Scary Movie, right?
Well, and not even the joke. It's like the idea of parody, because we like everything is so like kind of outlandish and stupid and silly kind of in society. Like, the idea of a spoof doesn't track to me, because we live in a like, it's going to sound like whatever corny comedian, but whatever, like, we live in a spoof.
I mean, yeah, literally, you're not completely wrong with that take, though.
It's like, you like, what are you gonna do? The only thing you, way you could be funny is to be like straight faced about it.
Only thing that's come out, because this is from CinemaCon last week, that it's going to be that one of the person that producer that's done Sonic the Hedgehog and the Boys is attached to be serving as a producer of the movie, but there's nothing yet on what it's going to be, as in like what type of genre type. Because we had one, you know, the Keen Ivory Wayans did 1 and 2. It was more that type, and then once we did more drug related, more the Wayans being involved. But when we moved along from them with 3, 4, and 5,
there was a 5. Wow.
Yeah, that's what I think Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
And
I think I've only seen like 1 and 2, maybe.
Have seen 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Yep. I've seen 3 for sure.
I remember Scary Movie 2 was like one of those movies where we bought tickets to see something else and then went into Scary Movie 2, as you do as children.
Yeah.
My strong hand.
I saw 3 in theaters.
And like people kept banging a ghost.
Yeah. Yep. Tori Spelling did.
Also don't know if there's enough comedic actors in the movie realm right now to do that type of movie.
Yeah.
Comedy is just so different now. I mean, granted, the parody franchise only has ever worked like what, less than a handful of times.
Yeah.
Well, the like, funny
not,
thing,
not another teen movie banger. Scary Movie 1, maybe Scary Movie 2.
I will say 2 was, yeah.
Mafia,
yeah, basketball.
Yeah. Basketball is not a spoof.
I know, but I just want to throw it basketball.
It's that style of comedy, though.
Where it is. Like Hot Shots.
Yeah.
Naked Gun. They're doing the Naked Gun, and Pamela Anderson is going to be, I think, the female lead. So it's Liam Neeson Christ. And Pamela Anderson. Yeah.
Is Austin Powers a spoof movie? It kind of.
Technically it would be, because it's a spoof on the spy franchises. Okay, yeah. So there's more than a handful, but
James Bond Austin Powers might be like the best one.
Yeah, I think that's pretty like unquestionable. was a spoof that like took itself seriously, though. Like many of these spoofs now don't take themselves seriously.
Well, when they did like Epic Movie, and like when they just went full on like, we're gonna do a scary movie type movie, and it's just like the end of the world superhero movie. That's what it's called.
Superhero movie.
all those like just really bad, like we're gonna throw in, or was it Saving Silverman?
Yep,
40-year-old virgin, super bad type mixture movie, and she's like, no.
That one was late because like it's weird. There is a way to spoof the Apatow verse, and I never saw it, but I'm assuming they didn't do it very well.
In general, it's just like I feel like they all tried to be Not Another Teen Movie without understanding why Not Another Teen Movie worked. Because like attacking like that rom-com like situation was just so like needed at that time.
Go to the news article, that'd be great. Because like Airplane's a spoof movie. I'm looking at
Airplane 1 is good. It's a good thing they only ever made a single Airplane movie and didn't franchise that.
They made 2.
That was the joke.
Bingo. 41-year-old virgin who knocked up Sarah Marshall and felt super bad about it. That's what the movie was called. But yeah, that they have all those. And you didn't even say Spaceballs. Meet the Spartans. I'm looking at like titles right now.
I mean, I wouldn't put it weird to put Spaceballs and then follow it up with Meet the Spartans.
It's in the recognized parody comedy films according to IMDb.
Those are the only 2 movies I've ever seen.
Spaceballs and Meet the Spartans. checks out.
Aren't they making another Spaceballs?
Not that I know of.
They should.
The funny thing about Scary Movie 6 is that Melissa Barrera from the Scream franchise wants to join the Scary Movie verse.
That would actually be a pretty good dig at Scream. I could get behind it then.
Yeah. Yes, tell them to suck it. Well, she's in what's the movie that
she's a new scary movie coming out or came out?
It came out this week. Gabrielle or something like that.
Oh, the vampire one?
Yeah,
she's
that.
She is that like the lead in that one. Mm-hmm. Abigail.
Abigail, yeah.
I'm so excited about Abigail.
Dude, it looks pretty fucking good. I'm actually like, I
looks
kind of want to
excellent.
go see it in theaters.
Yeah. That's going to be excellent, I
It's
think.
getting good reviews, so.
It's going to surprise people, I think.
I just love that, like, Rorschach of, like, I'm not trapped in here with you. You're trapped in here
Oh,
with me,
man.
That she kind of gives.
Yeah.
Just that line in the trailer of, like, oh, lady from Scream, I'm so sorry for what's going to happen to you.
Dude, we're about to, 2024 is going to be the year of Dan Stevens. I'm excited.
It kind of feels like a Megan ripoff, though. Because, like, the dancing she does in the trailer type thing to be creepy.
Yeah.
But, I mean, whatever.
I
little
think
girls
they were
are
just,
creepy as fuck.
they
so.
were trying to, like, evoke that. Like, ooh, that was fun. Remember that? I think this is going to actually be gory and bloody. And
Yeah. In a
Megan
good
is
way.
Very, very PG.
In a good way. Another movie that they announced that they're going to come out with, which is surprising, is the live action Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles: The Last Ronin, and it's supposed to be rated R.
Whenever that is a pitch for marketing, I get suspicious. It's going to be the R-rated version. Check it out.
It's just going to be gore, right? Like, it's not like the fucking Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles are going to be out fucking and like titties everywhere.
No, dude, turtles fuck.
I mean, everything fucks.
Especially turtles, dude.
Keith knows, he's in the industry.
I'm in the industry, dude.
Yeah.
People love turtle fucking. It gets them going.
Yeah, Raphael's fucking Bonatello. Yeah, who? Yeah, whatever. I don't know.
Micah Bonjolo?
Yep, that was good. That was good. Who wants it? I mean, whatever. Maybe it'll be good. I don't think it will. Who cares?
Master Split Her?
Damn. We can cook some bacon on that pan.
I've been trying for a little bit on how to come up with. I'm just trying to remember their names.
April O nailed her.
Donatello. No. No.
Donatello, I'd like to sleep with you.
Yeah, that's what I was like. That was going to be my end game there.
I mean, isn't the easy one there? It's Dicatello?
It is, but, you know.
Donatello.
I'm keeping
there.
It.
Dongatello.
Dongatello.
That's okay.
There
that's
it
good.
is.
That's
there
good.
It
that's
is.
That's the correct one. I don't know, man. Whenever you market that to me, it's like you're that it's it comes off as try hard.
Yeah. Disney Channel, the Disney app is getting channels now.
What does
didn't
that mean?
Netflix try this and it didn't work?
I don't think they've tried it, but I think they've discussed
like live
it.
TV channels.
Well, it's
yeah, like they're
gonna
have like something you can put on that just is moving through programming for you.
So like Star Wars, Marvel, so it's gonna have their own channels instead of
I swear Netflix did this for a little bit and it didn't work. Like that's just not the way people wanted to like ingest their entertainment in that way.
Yeah, it seems silly to me, but I know executive. I'm a different type of executive.
Like it's funny, like we talk about how we like long for the days of like flipping through the channels on like a Saturday afternoon and be like, oh, what movie's on TBS to watch? Da da da. But like we don't really miss it because we have actual control over what we can watch now instead of watching like fucking Lethal Weapon 4 for the fifth time.
I will say I do miss those kind of days of like long for them. I'm like, when you're watching a movie, it's going to be on Stars or Showtime or, fuck, Disney. And it's like, it starts at 8 o'clock, but what's the 6 o'clock movie or 6 o'clock, thing? And you're like, I guess I'll watch this Ben Stiller drama movie because I want to watch the movie at 8 to make sure I don't forget it.
Well, and it was fun to like base your time around that. So you'd be like, okay, at 8 o'clock, I guess I'm watching this thing.
Yeah.
But on side note about flipping channels, I saw on my trip to South Virginia that we're going to keep calling it
South Virginia Lina.
South Virginia Lina.
Yep.
I did 2 weeks in a hotel where I had cable and I don't normally have like cable at home. And it was so nice to just like mindlessly lay in bed and just click up and down because it was a shitty like universal remote. It didn't have like a real remote. So like basically there wasn't like a guide function, so I literally just had to like flip to the channel I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And it
You
was kind of
liked
fun.
that?
Well,
Was
I
it
mean, what
but
else?
I feel like
it was because I had no other choice.
Like it was a nostalgia fun thing. Like if that was like your life all the time, you'd
no,
kind of be like,
no.
this is bullshit.
No, it was the scene. It was like just like it was the decadent of like hotel life where you're like laying on the bed in your underwear, like eating a McDonald's hamburger, flipping through channels.
Nice. Like,
debating whether or not you can get away with putting porn on the company card.
Yeah.
hey man, remember back in the day when we had to do the TV Guide channel? If you missed out on your channel, you had to go through it all over
Dude,
again.
Was there anything more annoying than you're like, okay, it's like 50 channels away, I'll go back to what I was watching and flip back to check it,
and
you
it's a,
flip
it's
back
the
and it
one,
already gone by?
It's the one that's scrolling up to the top, like, God, okay, I should have stayed on, I damn it, and
now I gotta wait again.
Yep. How many channels? 180. God damn it. Okay, let's start. Okay. What are you selling me on the TV Guide channel? Because I'm in right now.
Or
but
like,
you know, mostly what I watched during that TV watching time was just Guy Fieri.
Hell yeah,
that's
brother.
Just all that's on TV is just Guy Fieri.
And now you can just do that with Max.
Yeah.
It's true.
The producer had the same thing. She had to go out of town this past week, and it was she learned the TV channels of like 24 was
yep.
ESPN, and like 55
nice.
was the Food Network, and that's all she
Hell
would
yeah.
watch just because.
My most recent trip, we went away for a weekend, and like the TV like cable was like still like internet cable shit,
mm-hmm.
and it didn't fucking work. It just stuttered.
Oh
like
no.
this is bullshit.
Oh no.
I mean, obviously, like I don't, you guys are crazy because I'm still just a weird pleb who ends up watching stuff on my laptop more than I watch on my actual TV too often. So like even when I go to hotel rooms, I'm usually like not ever watching the cable. I'm watching all the entertainment I just have available at my fingertips.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm also a psycho that I'll just have the TV on and just like watch YouTube on my phone.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
So like with the Disney app, it'd be just like you can just turn on it. Well, what channels are they gonna give us? They're probably gonna give us like a Simpson channel.
Yeah, whatever, like National
Marvel.
Don't they have National Geographic?
Yeah, National Geographic.
Yeah.
So you just, and it's like
I'm also realizing that they'll probably have, and what will work, it'll be like a Disney Junior channel.
Yeah.
Where you can put stuff on that
Ooh,
cycles
yeah.
through entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not having to cycle through entertainment for your children.
Mm-hmm.
And this will, oh no, actually, fuck. This is ingenious by Disney, because this is how they can sell their newer shows to children, is by having these channels.
Yep.
To put the new stuff up to make you find out that exists, and then they'll want to go watch all of it.
Do you think they have like a child manipulation department inside of Disney?
Are you
Almost
high?
Often.
Of course they do.
But and also
they've
like
been marketing to us since we were infants, Sweatland.
It worked.
They
God
but they
it,
can
it
also
worked.
Do the whole idea with the channels of like when they want, like if when a new Marvel or new Star Wars movie comes out, they're like, it's gonna debut at 5 o'clock on or 8 o'clock on Friday or Saturday, and she's like, there's your new release. So if you want to watch it, you know, then that's what they could do.
Also,
do you think
I was
they'll
gonna
do a
mock.
Thing where they do a thing where they release it at like 5 on the channel,
yeah,
and then like 9 or something on the picking thing.
Oh
yeah,
yeah,
still,
probably.
Yeah.
Well, because
yeah.
I was just thinking, like, it's a stupid idea, but then I'm like, wait, well, I wouldn't, like, I have to be in the mood to go search it, like if I wanted to actually like sit down and start watching through the Star Wars movies again. But like,
mm-hmm.
say I flipped up the app and it was like, oh look, Return of the Jedi just started, and it's like 25 minutes in.
Yeah, I would do it.
I mean,
That's what
I
I
guess
do
I'll
anyway.
Put it on real quick.
That's what I do anyway. When I'm watching TV on the weekends and there's nothing on,
yeah.
I just go, what's on TNT, TBS, or whatever? And it's like, oh, it's a Star Wars marathon? Okay, what's on? You know, Revenge of the Sith, and it's like, you know, 30, 45 minutes in. I'm like, I'll watch it. The younglings haven't died yet.
Somehow
and then,
Disney Plus is going to bring back our favorite game of what point in the movie are
yeah.
we at?
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. If,
dude, I've crushed it, you know?
Dude, if I want to watch Rey approach Umkar Plot and trade robot parts for 1/4 portion, I'm fucking in, man.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm fucking worried about how much you just nailed that statement.
Yeah.
How much are you watching that first, that fucking seventh movie?
When he's saying he's watching Guy, it's really he's watching Rey.
Yeah.
Hey, man, I crushed it last time we recorded before Ghostbusters. The producer was watching Ghostbusters 1, no, 2, and she's like, what scene are we in? I'm like, All right, give me a time frame of like, she's like 10 minutes in. I'm like, we're here, and boom, nailed it.
Yeah, but you have your weird fucking photographic memory that's a cheater.
Yeah, he's like Robert Langdon.
Like, Joe's going to have some weird, like, movie-esque life where it's like, yeah, I just have this random thing where if I see images, it just stays in my head. Like, the CIA is going to be like, we need you to backtrack and get us all this information so we can figure out what these terrorists are going to do and stop the end of the world.
Dude, you're
like the kid in that Mel Gibson movie?
That frame, the framed game that we play? I'll be honest, I know I've seen maybe like a third of those movies. I'm getting like on the second or third try because it's like, oh, the one we did with Matchstick Man like a couple months ago. It's like, and the photo I got, it was like it was a wide shot of or zoom shot of the living room. And I'm like, oh, that's from Matchstick Man because I saw it in the trailer. And then that was like 20 years ago. And it's like, yeah, boom.
Yeah, dude, you got a problem.
I know. I love
it. You got to free up some of that space.
Well, you have
brain.
A problem in that you haven't watched Matchstick Men.
Well, that too. But I'm just saying, like, almost all these movies I'm getting is like, oh, it's this movie because I saw the trailer 4 times and that's about it. You know,
Joe could probably be a goddamn rocket scientist if he wasn't committing so much brain power to like remembering movie scenes.
Yeah. Yeah. I could be. That's
it's not his fault. It's his own goddamn mind doing it.
Yeah. The mind's just telling me things. But. Yeah, it should be interesting with the Disney app because do they own Bluey or whatever?
Hell yeah, they do. Fuck it.
So that's just gonna be one channel. That's just gonna be a channel right there.
Goddamn Bluey, that newest episode, fucking right in the heart. That's fucking good.
I don't
fucking
watch.
Fucking cinema.
That's what I. That's all I saw in my algorithm. Somehow Bluey. I'm like, what is this? I don't need you. Get out of here.
No, Bluey, best fucking thing in the world. Most wholesome. Real world shit you'll ever watch.
Interesting.
Keith would hate it because it's cartoons and he doesn't think that's actual like cinema, but
hey, that's not true.
This newest episode of Bluey was pure cinema.
Actually, it wasn't.
There was no turtle fucking in it, so
yeah.
No, but there was a pregnant dog.
That's fun.
I know. Speaking of streaming, it looks like there's rumors that Sony may be trying to purchase Paramount.
I don't believe any of it. They just keep leaking shit over and over again about someone's trying to buy us. I'm not going to believe any of it till pens to paper.
Yep.
How many different fucking people have we heard are going to buy Paramount in the last 18 months?
Max, I think Prime.
I think Apple at some point was going to buy it.
Yeah.
I think Netflix at some point was going to buy it.
Yeah, Warner Brothers last year, now it's Sony.
There's been more people inside of Paramount than inside these fucking turtles.
Goddamn turtles.
Turtle.
Oh, you know what? It all comes back around because isn't Paramount the turtle people?
Yep.
That there it is. Paramount's the turtles fucking.
Yeah. Other streaming news for Apple. I need to watch it. I haven't got to it yet, but Monarch is getting a season 2. And looks like they're going to expand the MonsterVerse by other shows. We'll be getting spinoffs as well.
I'm kind of surprised because, well, I haven't obviously watched all of it. But, like, I watched the first 2 episodes. And I enjoyed it. But, like, most of the feedback from the show was that it was kind of boring.
Yeah, that's all I saw. But I'm like, I'm watch it. Kurt
I
Russell, man.
I watched first 2 and I liked it.
Kurt Russell's in it. So I'm going to get to it. I just haven't.
I have bought tickets to go see Godzilla X Kong like 2 or 3 times and have canceled either to just not having the energy to go to the movie or because I decided to go see a different, better movie.
See, I know someone here did watch it and it's not me, so we'll get to that later on the show. but I did do that. I did have that motion of like, I'm going to double down. I'm going to go see Ghostbusters again and I'm going to go see Godzilla. But as the week continued to go on, I'm like, I might just go see Ghostbusters because Godzilla does not sound like a fun back-to-back.
Bruh. You decided to see Ghostbusters again?
No.
Rather than
Kong? It got to the point where I said, went neither because I think I went golfing with you. But gotcha. It was just like, at the time, the days, I'm like, I'm going to go see both. Okay, I'm all for it. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, you know, I'm kind of forward to seeing one. And then like the days kept coming. I'm like, you know what? I might just down receive none. But I will get to it one of these days.
It'd be kind of fitting for me because I've not seen any of the American Godzilla movies in theaters.
I saw the first one, the original Godzilla, and that was the last one I saw in theaters.
Yeah, I haven't seen any because I think the original came out when my first was born. Yeah. And then like the other ones just looked bad, so I never committed to them.
Yeah. They suck outside of theaters. They ruled inside of theaters.
Dude, not this current one because I haven't seen it, but the one before that. The Godzilla vs. Kong, I think that one.
Yeah.
That fucking sucked. Holy ruled shit, that movie was so fucking ugly.
Speaking of also Godzilla, Godzilla Minus One is going to Amazon Prime next month, but only in Japan right now.
That's okay. I don't think that's a movie I need to see again.
Wasn't there a thing that movie is impossible to watch right now? I feel like I saw a news story about that. There's like not a way to watch it.
Like it's not in theaters right now.
It's unpurchasable. At least, I mean, I don't know. I have nothing to verify that.
It's not even purchasable.
I literally just typed in Godzilla. It's only in theaters, but this was like, let me see.
There was like a week or something. I don't know. It was a while ago. It was some like movie studio being shitty thing.
Oh, it's because it's in Japan.
Yeah.
It's still running in theaters in Japan.
Yeah. And then on Friday, May 3rd, it will be on Prime only in Japan. But oh no, I might try to boost up the go see it. I might see it Tuesday since it's like $5. So I might just buckle down and see it.
I have tried to make Tuesday my new like movie day because of that $5 theater go.
Yeah. So I might just buckle down and go see it. Keith, how do you feel about Zack Snyder wanting to make six Rebel Moon movies?
Honestly, why not make eight?
Right? Just make nine. You know, just
fuck it, make nine.
Catch up, make a prequel, a spin-off, you know, all that stuff.
Have some one-off fucking movies that you can throw out there.
I think he's lying, or I think the story is out of context or something. I don't know. That's my
no.
I need people to stop giving movie to fucking hack that is Snyder. He's a fucking hack.
Yeah, I did see an interview he just did about how Leonardo DiCaprio was not in talks, but they talked to him about maybe being Luther in the BVS DOJ. And like for all the talk he does about how he's a comic book nerd, I guess Leo was the one. It's like, hey, you know what we should do for the Justice League is have Superman fight Justice League. And Snyder's like, well, that's not a bad idea. And it's like he's fought them multiple times. There's many, you know, comic books of him fighting and cartoon anime movies that are, you know, him fighting. It's like, yeah, I love the BVS DOJ Man of Steel.
Have we all watched Rebel Moon yet?
You both have. Yeah.
That movie is fucking atrociously boring.
Yeah, see, yeah.
This is me a Zack Snyder fan saying this.
Yeah, right. Like I'm kind of off the bandwagon. Like I'll stay with the three.
Yeah.
That he did three and four, but it's like all the other ones. I'm like, I'm out. Like, you know, he hit it with 300, hit it out of the park with 300, and then he's like, "Well, if everybody loved that, I have an idea. I would just continue doing this in all my movies." And
I mean, I like Sucker Punch. It's not like the best movie ever, but I like Sucker Punch. Yeah.
And I'll do like a Rick quote of like he's so full of himself on the idea that he was made Rebel Moon. He's like, you know, I have a rated R version of it that I will put out soon enough. It's like just fucking do it.
That movie, it was so funny when they just edited out the parts where people were getting shot in the head.
Yeah. Like it's like, why are we giving this man power to be like, you know what? Let's make
also, why does R to PG-13 matter on things that are released on Netflix?
Yeah.
That rating system is only for theatrical releases, isn't it?
Kind of like So the producers because were watching.
They don't want to say TV things on Netflix because Netflix doesn't want to admit that it's fucking TV.
Technically, they don't have to go by the TV ratings. They're released to people.
On Netflix, they try to because the producer's been watching a Netflix is a guinea pig on live television. It's a cooking show with David Chang.
Oh, I watched that.
Yeah, and he does it live on Tuesdays, and like he wants it to be PG-13. But one of the episodes, it was Ike, the actor from Blockers and Neighbors, and Seth Rogen. Well, they cussed so much that they actually had to make that rating a TV-MA.
But again,
like,
though,
even Chang's like during the things like you guys need to calm down the cussing. Like, okay, we got it. Fuck shit. And it's like, God, no more of that.
But they don't. They're not held to those things.
They're trying to.
They're there for like. But like even the guidelines aren't they're not marketing. Required to do that. Yeah, it's a marketing thing.
Yeah.
Those things are there because of the the federal broadcasting system. Like they're the ones who required it because of stuff that's going over the airwaves because it was so open to the public and you know, fucking mothers against people enjoying themselves, like forced to like you can't have swearing or tits or any of the fun stuff on television. And that's why all that shit came back on, like, premium television, like HBO and shit. But, like, you're not held to that on streaming. You can do borderline whatever the fuck you want. You could literally make a snuff film and put it on streaming. And there's no one who can really tell you you can't.
Yeah. But they're just, I don't know. It's stupid, but.
Also, if you want the snuff film that Keith has on the down low for his porn side, you know, just reach him on the dark web.
Yep.
Yeah, it's mostly foot stuff.
I was going to say mostly. You know who you have in common with foot stuff? Quentin Tarantino.
Is this a segue?
Yes, it is. As he is moving on to his last movie, his 10th and final movie. The Critic, as he is now basing scrubbing it and now going to redo it all. Nice. I guess
give him all the time he needs.
I guess Brad Pitt's character from Once Upon a Time in Hollywood was supposed to be in the movie. Tom Cruise was in discussion.
Tom Cruise
to be part
would
of the movie.
Kill it in a Tarantino movie, I think.
So it's just like, you know, I feel like he might have put himself in a hole of like, I'm only doing 10 movies, you know. He's like, I'm doing my 10 movies and that's it. And now
it's
you
pretty
know.
Well, he's like batting 900 right now.
Because I was gonna say, like, everybody, like, I have not watched it and because I'm not a Tarantino person, but I know I've heard from multiple people about Once Upon a Time in Hollywood. It's just a like straight up banger of a movie. And
oh, it's like on my, it might even be on my like top 10 list. It's like,
see,
it's
there
incredible.
You go.
It's incredible.
And it's like a lot of people, like, you know, jokingly be like, well, you made your best movie, you know, maybe of all time as your 9th one. How do you, you know, how can you go from that to your new one?
It's going to be a genre movie, I think. It's going to be like Western or Kung Fu again. That's my prediction.
I think the last one I watched was Inglourious Basterds for him.
Yeah.
Also excellent.
I know you went up, like, you saw it multiple times in theaters, right?
I think I saw it once in theaters. Me.
You know, it's weird.
I thought you went saw. I thought you saw you went to like the higher end production, like the.
That was Hateful Eight.
Oh, okay.
Hateful Eight. I went up. That was so much fun. Hateful Eight. I went up. That's the only like proper 70mm movie I've seen.
Oh, okay.
It was so beautiful. I get in the night before Tarantino himself was at that theater in Portland and like.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
I've also only ever seen Volume 1 of Kill Bill. I never saw the actual second Kill Bill.
Oh, 2's the best one.
Yeah, I think if I want to give one of his movies a chance, I might do the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood.
But it's very watchable. It clips along. It's very it has a good pace to it.
I would say Inglourious Basterds is in the same boat though. That's a really fucking good movie.
Yeah, almost 3 hours.
It doesn't feel like it.
I don't think. We have to stick to our guideline that we made up on the previous podcast where like things can be a tight 90 without having to be 90 minutes. Like,
yeah,
what a film feels like has nothing to base on its actual time. It's actually like all about its actual pacing for it mattering.
Yeah, of course.
It's like my opinion alone on this podcast, but I felt that about Avatar 2, even though it's like 3.5 hours. I just like
you
like,
wanted more.
I mean, I haven't seen Avatar 2, so I can't actually, but like,
yeah,
pacing matters way more than length.
Yeah, in my opinion. Like this movie, like I'm looking up Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, and it's 2 hours and 41 minutes. So, you know, it just depends on if, you know, how the flow is. But yeah, he's scrapping it, and as Keith says, give him as much time in the world.
He's another guy, though, that just enjoys the smell of his own farts way too much.
Smell his
like,
own
at least
feet.
He has the actual talent to back
his
it
farts
up
do
on,
smell
like,
good.
Snyder, but
yeah,
he's kind of a fucking douche.
Yeah. Other stuff that came afoot while after I sent you what our rundown
Are you proud
was.
Of yourself? Are you proud of yourself for that one?
I am.
Feet
on feet, baby. Rick, this is going to hit us here. Step on our toes. Target is going to start limiting their physical copies of movies now as well.
God damn it again.
I'm just going to have to give in to the fact that it's that owning physical media is going to die.
Yeah.
And that people don't realize why that's so bad because things continue to get rid of their digital things that you own.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't own them anymore.
Well, and I really don't want to buy from Amazon too. If I want to buy something, I hate giving them money.
It's either Amazon or Walmart.
Yeah, it's Amazon or Walmart.
Yeah,
but they're going to still have physical stuff. It's just going to start limiting on what they're going to be having.
That might be fine. Then they might just limit themselves to like more like the bigger stuff, and then that'll. What this is going to create, and it's going to suck, because it is going to drive up the cost of shit. Is it just going to make more of a niche market? Where like they'll like something's gonna backfill this because there's gonna be hopefully enough of demand for it because I don't see physical media completely dying. I think there's gonna be too much of a demand. It might go away for a little bit before it comes like steaming back like we saw with like vinyl.
Mm-hmm.
Well, like, and I'm wondering if movies go the same way as you brought up vinyl, because I wonder if movies go the same way as that, because the popular thing with vinyl now is to buy like the special edition like colored discs with limited runs.
Mm-hmm.
So oh, no, if it
Steelbook will become like the one and only way to do it. Like it's either gonna be like a glorious or just not own type thing.
Yeah.
And I'm fine with that because I love steelbooks and I think they're beautiful.
I'm a box set guy. If I can get a hold of a box set, I love box sets.
My only problem with box sets is that it's gotta be the completed set. Like stuff can't keep coming out. Because then your box set looks ugly when you own the box set and then another movie that doesn't match the box set.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm a sick freak, and I'm the single disc box set collector. Like, just give me the single disc for each one, and then.
And the box set.
Now I do, and the box set.
Look at me. I'm the box set now.
And I don't know if you guys know this, but surprisingly, next week there will be a 45th anniversary movie going to the theaters next Friday on the 26th.
Oh,
Gone with the Wind?
This.
No, that's a little older than that.
Nope.
Because I know Gone for the Wind, I know The Mummy, but I think that was the 25th anniversary.
The Mummy is the 25th, and that's next week as well. Which
Shrek
I did see
just
in theaters.
Came out, but that's not that old.
No.
45
years.
That's 90. You got to think 45 years, which would be the 80s.
It's
is
2 hours and 5 minutes.
Smokey and the Bandit?
Nope.
Damn it.
Keith will love to go see it.
Go on.
It's sci-fi and horror.
The Thing?
No, it's Alien.
Oh, that'd be sick in theaters.
Damn it,
I'll
I did
that
see that. Yeah, that'd be fun to see in theaters.
I'll absolutely watch that in theaters.
Yeah, it is Friday. I think it's only Friday.
Which, Sane, I think, isn't there going to be a Terminator? Because they Terminator and Aliens released pretty close to each other. I think there's going to be a Terminator run in theaters sometime soon. Or it happened already.
So for where we go to Cinemark, there's two timings, Keith. 7:10 and 10:05.
Is it just one weekend?
Yes, one day.
Yeah, they keep doing just like special engagement.
But if you go to Regal,
things.
But if you go to Regal, it's the whole weekend.
And this is this weekend?
Next weekend.
Okay.
But
he's like, let me make some room in my schedule.
But the but Regal has them for the full weekend and multiple days after. While Alien for Cinemark will just be.
I'm sure the formatting probably doesn't work and it's a bad idea. But I'd love to see it on Regal's big screen. I'm not going to call it IMAX, on their big screen.
Yeah, because they wouldn't have shot it on that. It wouldn't have existed yet.
It wouldn't work. I can dream, though.
Yeah, but The Mummy comes out next week, which I did see in theaters. That was a fun experience.
I don't think I need to watch The Mummy again.
I'd watch The Mummy again. Brendan Fraser in his prime.
Yeah.
And then Boy Kills World comes out next week, too.
Dude, it's pretty, like... You can easily make like multiple days of double features right now and yeah. Like enjoy yourself. There's a lot of movies out right now.
So, Keith, Alien and Regal will be from the 26th to the 2nd.
Yeah.
So you have multiple times to see it, but yeah.
Sick.
But yeah, I knew Keith would like, I'm gonna see that. So,
yeah, I'm going. I'm gonna do it.
You're gonna do it.
It's gonna be like Joe and Shyamalan.
Shyamalan, we're gonna do it.
You can Shyamalan like, count me in.
Fucking fuck off.
That was good.
I hate you for it.
I Shyamalan can't deal with that right now. Okay.
Also good.
Thank you. It sounded a lot better in my head, but I'll go with it. What did you guys watch? Or will watch?
Dude, I watched so fucking much. I watched Monkey Man. Fucking awesome movie. Dev Patel legitimately might be one of the best actors in the world right now. That dude nice. Is fucking amazing. Go see this film.
I will say, and just because of, I think it helped with Jordan Peele's name being on it. Because we talked about it before, this wasn't going to get a release in movie theaters. But once he put his name on it, they're like, okay, we'll put it out. But
and I can see why it's like, it's very much like an India movie because like they use, like it's not all in English. There's definitely like subtitles through like maybe a quarter of the movie. And it's very based on like India political scene, kind of. But dude, the movie itself is one of the most beautiful, well-shot, greatly built story. I have no complaints about the entire film. It was wonderful.
Sweet. Yeah, I'm excited for that one.
And I'm instantly going to pull back. There's one complaint. If you do not like shaky cam, like if that is just a no-go for you, this movie will not be for you. There's a lot of shaky cam. Mm. And usually I'm not a shaky cam guy, but it was used in a way that made sense. And it worked for me because of the way it was being done. Like it was very purposefully done when it was done. But the movie itself is just perfect. Like it's not a full 5 for me. It's a 4.5, but it is one of my movies of the year that I've seen so far.
Oh, nice.
And then I went and saw Civil War. It's fine. Like it's fine. Lacks depth.
I'm glad that I've prepared myself for that. I remember the marketing leading up to it made itself look like it had a lot to say. I miss it, but the entire time I was like, no, this is just an action movie. When I was seeing the trailer,
and it's not even really an action movie.
No, nice.
But yeah, it's also the second straight A24 movie where a decision around the ending made me go, this is bullshit and is stupid and I hated it.
Nice.
I then watched Argyle because that came out on Apple TV. Oof. Holy shit, what a piece of shit that movie is.
Nice.
And it's from the dude who did what is it, Joe? And they connected it with the, it's the fucking.
Oh, it's the
Kingsman.
Kingsman movie. Yeah.
And he's connecting. He connects the universes.
Matthew Vaughn.
Oh, it looks like Kingsman, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's a piece of shit. It deserved all. It deserved to bomb. It's such a piece of shit. I then watched all of the Fallout series.
Don't spoil anything. I'm 2 episodes in.
I'm not going to spoil anything. Only thing I'm saying might be the most perfect video game thing ever.
I will spoil one thing. It's getting a season 2.
Yeah, they announced it officially got a season 2 today, I think.
Yeah. Yep.
But that's the acting, superb throughout. The treatment of just the overall universe is superb throughout.
How about that set design, though?
Dude, it's so gorgeous.
Yeah, and it's like better than full on big budget movies look.
I haven't always bought into your thing, Keith, of like COVID ass shit. But watching this, I'm like, fuck, he's right. Cause this isn't that. Like, even like you would think in a hellscape, you wouldn't get these scenes of like groups of people. But you get scenes of groups of people and you're like, God damn, you've definitely been missing that in entertainment for a while.
And at least in the first 2 episodes, they like go to places and shoot at things, which is cool.
It's not all green screen and stuff. Yeah. It was actually, I learned that the wasteland in it, if it looks familiar to you, is because they used the same area that they shot Mad Max with.
Which it's in Utah.
Yeah.
Listen to an interview about that.
Like the abandoned town you see is a literal actual abandoned town that they went and shot at.
Damn, that's awesome.
But and Walter Goggins, my God, Walter Goggins is just so fucking good. It has hooked me into Fallout to where I've been constantly watching YouTube videos about like the stuff in Fallout I could learn more about stuff I saw in the show.
I'm only 2 episodes in, but like the Brotherhood of Steel plot isn't doing much for me. So I'm excited to see where that, like how that, I'm assuming it does some stuff.
The biggest praise I've seen online for the show is that it feels like you're watching a new game of Fallout. Like of how well it connects itself to the universe. But yeah, fucking just. I was hooked as soon as I watched it. I just had, like, I don't binge stuff very often anymore. I couldn't stop watching. I just wanted to get through it. It also brings me back to one of my biggest complaints in full season drops. I would have loved if we actually just got this milked to us to where like we could have discussed episodes week to week about what was going on.
Yeah, instead they took away the water cooler part.
Instead of everyone getting to be like everyone binging and being at different parts to where you don't know what to talk about.
No. Because like Keith said, you're on 2. I'm on 1 still. So
like this show was good enough to do a weekly release and have people talking about it constantly.
I was surprised that it did a full release because we talked about it last week. I'm like, oh, it came out. And
it's all out.
And I was like, it's all out. It's like, what? And it's like, because everybody like I listen to podcasts, like I hear my review on the full season. I'm like, oh, they got lucky. Like they got the full season. But then it's like, oh, no, all of it came out. Okay.
And it seems like Prime has just gone to the Netflix way of doing it. Because Prime used to do like
weekly,
maybe not full weekly. Like they would maybe do like batches of like 2 or 3 at a time. But it seems like they've just gone to the full Netflix way. And I prefer the Disney way of milking stuff along, getting the cooler talk, letting people like invest in something instead of putting something out, getting all those minute views as quickly as you can, and then having it just go away. But yeah. I watched a shit ton this week and it was all, for the most part, fuck you, Argyle, really good.
You want me to go, Keith, or you can go?
Hey, I'll go.
One, right?
Okay. I got this. So during my, I had a long weekend after my Southern Virginiana. Is that what you're used to calling it?
Yep, yeah, that's about right. Yeah.
Is that where I was?
Yeah.
South Virginia.
Lina.
Indiana.
Virginia, Philadelphia.
York.
No, I'm mostly just like played an embarrassing amount of Final Fantasy VII Rebirth. I'm trying to like push to the end, and it's so big. I'm gonna embarrass myself with the number of hours I am into it, but I'm 86 hours into this fucking game.
I remember when we lived together, you did what was it? It was a Fallout for sure.
Probably would have been New Vegas, I'm guessing.
I think, yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
Speaking of Fallout, Keith, if you do, once you finish the series, want to hook back into Fallout 4, apparently they put a next-gen update out today that actually added stuff to the newest Fallout game.
Ooh. Fallout 4 is a funny one. That game, it's like the dumbest plot, but the coolest setting.
So also, supposedly Fallout 76 isn't a huge piece of shit anymore.
Yeah, I don't have. It can be good, but I'll still never play it because fuck them for that game. That's just my own. That's my own.
It was definitely a like, we're gonna try to make a GTA clone so we can just get tons of money like Rockstar does.
Yeah, it was very cynical, that game. I'm sure there's some good stuff. There's a big community there. People like it.
It's not for me. I don't know if I'd say a big community.
A community. But no, I'm approaching the end. The only noteworthy thing, I think I'm getting close to the big event from Final Fantasy VII, the original, and I've managed not to be spoiled on how the new game handles it, and I'm really excited about myself. So I get to see how they handle this famous character moment in the new game, and it's coming up, so I'm pretty excited about that. And the other thing, made it to Godzilla X Kong.
Yeah.
Yes, I believe that's what it is.
I went and saw it. I forgot what it was.
I believe that's what its moniker is.
It's a bad, dumb title. But I loved it. It was very stupid. It was mostly like, boy, I sure had fun when I watched this. It was like my vibes were good. So I like enjoyed, I don't know. Like Godzilla punched things hard and like, and like shot laser breath, and then King Kong like made funny faces. And I love Hollow Earth. I'm a big fan of I'm a fan of the MonsterVerse. I like they crank the ridiculous up to 11 on the plot of the last like three movies, which is kind of fun.
My problem has never been that aspect of the films. Yeah. It's all the other shit they put in the films that sucks.
Yeah.
It's like, my mom and dad don't love each other. I don't fucking give a shit. What's fucking Godzilla doing?
Well, you know what's funny about this new one? I don't know. It's not a spoiler, but yeah, there's like 10-minute scenes of no talking where the story is just like King Kong walking through the jungle, like being sad about something.
I am perfectly okay with that, to be honest.
Which is fun. And they do they do a Disney Star Wars swing, and they try to do a Baby Kong, and it mostly works. But it was fun. It's been I didn't look at any reviews until after I watched it, and I was like, what the hell do people think about this, I wonder? So turns out they hate it, I think, is the
yeah
that's the
it's
thing
a, it's a yeah. it's a it's I think it goes in the realm with all the other ones. Like, a lot of people liked it, a lot of people hated it.
I don't even know why. I shouldn't pay attention to it. They have the worst reviews. I looked at the IGN review, and they gave it a 6 out of 10. Man, those writers, those movie critics at IGN are just not good.
Well, it's because they get paid to give things good reviews, so they don't know what to do when they're not getting paid for something.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't want to. I'll knock them a lot. They do, but they do some good reporting every once in a while over at IGN. Every once in a while, but
not when they give Ghostbusters a 4. Fuck them.
Joe's still very mad at the fact
still
that
mad.
It's got a worse review than Madam Web.
Wait, Joe, why can't it be bad but you like it?
No, he's mad that it got a worse
it got
review
a worse
than Madam Web.
Than Madam Web.
That's what he's mad about.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
Web got
fine.
A 5.
Web should have got a never mind.
A 9, I know, but yeah. You know, but Ghostbusters should have been lower than 9 than Web.
Okay, that's fair. And then my plan to watch. I'm really, really, really trying to convince Sammy for us to go to First Omen. I think that's gonna be like my favorite movie ever. but she's not going for it. So it's probably going to be Civil War. There's a lot of stuff out right now.
Or go see Abigail. She'll probably see that.
Is it out?
Yeah, it comes out this week.
Sick.
Keith, let me convince you to do what I've done in the last year and get super cozy with just going to movies by yourself. It's actually pretty fucking dope.
I think First Omen wouldn't be a good genre for that.
Yeah. Abigail comes out. The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare comes out.
God, Richie. Oi.
Oi.
That comes out this weekend?
Yes.
Well, okay, and then I'm going to go see that and Kong X Godzilla next Keith, Tuesday. I'm going to do it.
I got some bad news for you, brother.
Go.
First Omen is dying down to two showings.
I know it's going to be like streaming on Amazon or something really soon.
Tomorrow it has four, so
yeah,
it is boosting up. But you know,
just go to a nice afternoon session all by yourself in the theater. You'll be fine.
It has the same amount of times than Dune 2 does. So.
Jesus,
Dune 2
has had some fucking legs too. Good for that movie.
Yeah, and I think it's hitting digital. This week or next week, so just being digital as well.
God, that movie's gonna be so shit to watch at home. Holy fuck.
Go see First Omen with me.
Are you talking to us or are you talking to your partner?
I'm doing the voice.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing the okay. I get it.
That's a bad Chris.
Oh shit, the Spy X Family anime has more showings than Last Omen.
Sorry,
Spy
buddy.
X Family is actually pretty fucking popular though.
Shrek 2 is probably what I'm gonna end up watching.
There you go,
dude. I know it's in theaters. I kind of want to go.
Oh, Late Night with the Devil. Late Night with the Devil's on the list.
That's hitting Shudder this week. If you have Shudder,
I do.
What is it? Late Night with the Devil.
Yeah. Oh damn, Abigail does have. It'll probably be Abigail. It'll be more fun. I'm watching that.
Late Night with the Devil goes on Shudder.
This is important.
19th. Tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. Yep.
So happy.
Get out of the way, pop-ups. How dare you interrupt me?
Hey, you know if you sign up for my site.
Oh yeah.
No pop-ups.
All you get is fucking pop-ups.
Oh, pop-ups and spam and viruses and your phone is just gone.
What's that? By oopsallpopups.com.
Oops, yeah. Late Night at the Devil begins streaming on April 19th.
God damn, but yeah, that's my plan. Joe,
there you go.
What'd you watch?
What have I watched? Me and the producer, we started the old X-Men show. I know, Rick, you gave it a shot.
Oh yeah, shit. That's the other thing I watched. Hopefully you talk about X-Men 97 so we can talk about it.
I haven't watched it yet. I haven't watched the new one. So with the producer being gone for the past week, all the things I've been wanting to watch has been on the back burner. But we did start X-Men 1993. It is a watch. It is a one of those tough watches. Like, I'm through.
Phone up. How fast is that phone coming up?
it pops up here and there. But like I'm through like six episodes, and I'll be honest, it feels like it's been a lot more. It's a lot of work to get to that six episodes, and it's still the first season.
I'm thinking, because I'm about that far in two. I think at some point it's going to get better.
Yeah.
I
that's
think
where
it's
I'm
just like
pushing.
That first like half to maybe even the first full season is kind of dog shit.
Yeah. That's why I'm kind of pushing for it to wait, just trying to push through, because I'm like six episodes in. And it's just like, oh my God, like it's kind of a snooze fest at some points. And it's just like, you know. Like, Magneto's name is Magnus. I'm like, what the fuck is this fake name Magnus, you know?
Honestly, what you should do is wait till, like, a Padres game is on.
Yeah.
So you can put X-Men up, but have the Padres game, like, on the side.
Yep.
So, like, when the fucking thing is boring as shit, you can be like, man, how's the game going?
Yeah. That's what I should. I kind of did that last time-ish with something else, but did that. I watched a documentary. So, good old Joe here. Let me just verify what the name is.
That's just about what?
Galaxy Quest. It was on Prime. It's Never Surrender. It's a Galaxy Quest documentary.
Interesting.
So they interview all the cast, and just how it's like in a lot of people's eyes, how it's a Star Trek movie, basically, and how some people put it in their top three Star Trek movies because it's like, you know, a rip off of Star Trek, but they do it in such a fantastic way. It was entertaining. It's tight 90. But I was just bored. My back was acting up, and I'm like, I just need to watch something to lay down to and keep my in, and then watch that. So that was cool. What else? Beer Fest. I watched that.
Oof.
Hey, that's a great movie.
No, I said oof, as in like classic.
Oh yeah.
I've always have
it
the...
was a, apparently it was a good oof.
Yeah,
I was like to...
it didn't sound like it, but.
I always like to bring out my spicy opinion that I think it's better than Super Troopers.
I agree 100%. I think
it's a little spicy. It's a little spicy.
I think it's their better movie. Like, I think it's their best movie that they've done out of all the.
Yeah.
But
Super Troopers is more quotable, probably.
It.
Yeah. It's more.
I quote more Beer Fest than I do.
It's more quoted. Super Troopers is the most quoted.
Yeah.
I think the way you can look at it, though, is they never get to do Beer Fest without Super Troopers.
Yeah, Super Troopers walk so Beer Fest could run.
Yeah. Watch Beer Fest, so that was fun.
I still stand that Super Troopers 2 was a good movie.
Damn.
That's I enjoyed
so, that's
Super
spicy.
That's spicy.
I enjoyed Super Troopers 2. I thought it had its moments.
I think it's one of those movies I need to retry to. I think I enjoyed it. I know that, but I just don't, you know, I'm. It's one of those movies I have not watched it since.
Yeah, I don't know if I ever need to see it again.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's it. I know, like, I put on like Night at the Roxbury to go to bed too, so that was fun.
That's fun.
But yeah, the Galaxy Quest documentary, that was a really good documentary to watch. Yeah, then you know, baseball's taken over my life, so. That and I watched the Masters and that was fun. Things to watch, look up to. I'm gonna get back to X-Men. I'm gonna watch X-Men 97 when we're done here because I need to watch it.
Have you watched the Jubilee episode?
I'm up to date. I just haven't watched the newest one. I watched
oh,
the last
so you might
one
be
and...
further than me. That Jubilee episode might be like one of the best pieces of X-Men.
Have you watched the one after Jubilee? Yeah, you did. We talked about it. Okay,
Oof.
So you're up to you. Unless you watched the newest episode that came out like yesterday.
Okay, I'm up to date then.
Okay, I'm not. So I'm gonna watch that when I'm done.
Well, no, there's one I haven't seen.
Oh, okay. So we're both on the same thing. Okay. The Jubilee one was awesome. The game console, the throwbacks, what was it like?
Motendo,
yeah. That was fun. Let me try. I might if time lets me, I might try to see Kong, this week. But
there's so much better to go see. Like with Ungentlemanly being out, I'm gonna commit to seeing that before I'm gonna commit to seeing Kong.
Yeah.
And I'd probably commit to seeing Abigail before I'd commit to seeing Kong.
If you're gonna. I wouldn't even watch Kong at home.
I might try to do like a double feature Saturday and then go see Kong on Tuesday or something.
Because Kong, it's not good, but it was awesome in theaters.
Yeah, I will try and see Kong if I can, if time permits. Maybe Ghostbusters again. I don't know. We're seeing, right, Keith? Crazy man I am to go see.
For a person who has it this week,
I can squeeze one in. Is it still available? Let me double check. Then we can wrap up this show. Terminator Genesis, might I say. It is still available. Is it? Is it? Load. It's on
Can I
Prime.
Buy a physical copy of it? Can I buy it on DVD?
You can stream it on Paramount and Prime Video.
Okay.
So. And if you want to buy it, you probably can on like Walmart or Amazon. And you're big anti that, so you don't you're never buy it. I might surprise.
I'm not big. I literally have an Amazon package show up today.
I might Secret Santa one of you guys one of the upcoming years when I get you.
Oh, a Genesis DVD.
You're gonna Genesis DVD. That's
That'd
right.
Be awesome.
Genesis DVD. Throwback. God, I missed G4.
But yeah. For that, other than that, you can go to nocellentertainment.com. That's right, nocellentertainment.com. We can find all the things we do for you. You can find us all on the social medias on Facebook, Twitter, X, the Instagram, and NoCell Entertainment Discord under NoCell Entertainment, and everything on the socials at NoCell Entertainment. You can also find Keith at turtlelovin99.com.
Oops, all turtles.
Oops, all turtles. That's the slogan. He's in the industry, but you can also listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you listen to your podcasts.